Welcome back to our delightful podcast. Today we're going to talk about mom shaming. Because mom shaming is terrible. So Christy had an experience not that long ago, which is why we thought we would talk about it. But it happens everywhere. Like the playground, the doctor's office, school, work. I have to admit that my kids are...
Church.
Oh, church.
Yes.
Church. I feel like that's the number one. But I feel like my kids are kind of poorly behaved. And so we get a lot of looks because I have a 5-year-old that says, I hate you. You're the worst mother ever. But I'm sure it happens to other people. So tell us about what happened to you.
Okay. So I'm working as a public accountant. Well, at a public accounting firm in Houston. And so I work from home for the most part. And I travel to Houston to work, to pick up work, and to just check in, do some FaceTime, see everybody. And it's kind of like my one day a month that I can listen to whatever I want in the car. It's such an enjoyable 3 hours there, 3 hours back.
How much of it is spent at Bucky's?
Oh, man. I usually spend at least 30 minutes going and at least 30 minutes coming back. And it's not that I'm spending that much time in the bathroom. It's that I am perusing Bucky's. And it just makes my month. It really does.
Okay, but if someone hasn't been to Bucky's, what is Bucky's?
Okay, so for those of you who have not been to Bucky's, Bucky's is like the ultimate gas station. It's like a gas station on steroids. It's got about a kajillion pumps, two rows of kajillion pumps. Then when you go inside, it's roughly half the size of a Walmart.
I'd say, yeah, it's big.
It's huge. And so it's kind of like all those little bitty small town little shops that you could go to, you know. And
those little kitschy shops.
Yeah, where you can like buy little funny t-shirts or find little gadgets for the grill. I mean, they have everything. And so essentially you walk in. I take my Yeti because it's free refills for the large.
Well,
not
plus
free.
They have tons and tons of food.
They do.
They
tons
have like every candy, Slurpee.
Have you seen all the pecans and that like the warmed nuts?
Yes.
Oh, and that's what the smell. You walk in and you smell the warm nuts. Oh my goodness.
And they have their own barbecue plates.
They have all the sodas.
They have all the sodas.
And all the flavor additions. And then they have all the teas and all the coffees. I mean, this place is ultimate. They have people sitting in the middle that can like chop up beef.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Every flavor of Mento, that's why my kids like it, because they're the only place that has rainbow Mentos.
I mean, if you haven't had a time or chance to go to Bucky's and you're driving through Texas and any major, like any of the major heartbeats of Texas, like any of the veins, I'm talking about I-35, I-10, I-40, any of, I-30, like any of those major interstates, they all have at least one Bucky's somewhere somewhat near Austin, San Antonio, Houston, Dallas, Fort Worth. There's something around there.
If you need ice, you should go there because their ice is super cheap.
And it's wonderful. Anyway, so outside of that, I go to Houston for work. And I pick up my work. And so normally when I'm there, I try to have lunch with one to three or four of my coworkers just to check in, say hi. So we go to lunch with these women. And I'm sitting down with them. And we're all talking about... I don't even know how this topic came up, about like Oklahoma or something. And they're like, is anything good from Oklahoma? And of course, being from Austin and growing up in Austin, I'm not a huge fan of Oklahoma, but I love Pioneer Woman as if she was related to me. I think this woman
Maybe
has hung the moon.
If she was related to you.
I love the Pioneer Woman. I think she's great. I mean, she's quirky. She's just wonderful. I think she's such a wonderful person. I love her food. I like.
You love that they sell her stuff at Walmart.
Yes. I just love so much about the Pioneer Woman. And so I told them, I was like, the Pioneer Woman's from Oklahoma. I mean, I'm not sure I'm the person that should be, I don't know, giving props to Oklahoma. But if I'm going to give them props, it's because Pioneer Woman's from there. And they all look at me like with deer in the headlight look. Like, who is the Pioneer Woman? And I said, what? And they go, what? And I said, the Pioneer Woman. And they looked at me like I was insane. And I said, okay, maybe you could sort of call her like the new Paula Deen. Because Paula Deen had her Walmart line, even though they're not the same at all. And they go, and they had no clue. And so all of these women, might I add, all have at least one child. And so I just thought that was so odd. And then they said, I said, well, if you go to Walmart, like, oh, We only shop at Target. Who only shops at Target?
Cool people.
Cool, fancy people. Cool. I mean, I love Target. Don't get me wrong. I love to shop at Target as much as the next person. But if I can find it at Walmart, I'm going to buy it there because it's cheaper.
It is. Well, they have more stuff, too. Mm-hmm. Although our Walmart in Georgia now is kind of crummy, so.
But you have Target as a choice.
We have Target. And I found out that there's actually a good Walmart if I drive a little while, which I am willing to do.
For a good Walmart? I mean, I always drove in Leander. I drove right past the Murder Mart to get up to y'all's fancy Walmart.
I don't think anyone got murdered there.
No, the girl did. Oh, the girl did. There was one murderer at that Walmart.
Well, let's refer to it as the Murder Mart from this point forward.
Oh, granted, we live in what, like close to the fifth safest city in the United States, so.
With populations over 100,000. Mm-hmm. Leander couldn't even be.
So that's not really mom shaming, but it turned into that. So then they're sitting there looking at me like I'm crazy. And then one of the girls chimes in and is like, oh, she like cooks for her family and everything. And then they looked at me as if that was so weird. And then the other one chimed in and said, oh, and she has 3 kids.
You're a freak.
I know. So then I'm some science experiment where they're staring at me. I shop at Walmart. I idolize the Pioneer Woman. I have 3 children. And then they go on and on about like how they would never have made those life decisions because they enjoy living in the city. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't live in the backwood country. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah, you don't live. You live in the backwood country of suburbia, though.
Suburbia, but I'm still saying I'm not.
What if they saw your mom mobile?
Oh, they did bring that up too. They're like, oh, and she drives the giant car.
Yeah, Christy does have a legit mom mobile.
I do, but I'm okay with it. That's the thing.
It's but like, you weren't okay with it when you were getting it, though.
No,
because I remember you were like, it was an adjustment.
It was.
Some of us were meant to drive a minivan. You, however, seemed a little bit.
I couldn't do the minivan, but I could drive the SUV.
If you knew how many cup holders there were, you could drive a minivan.
It's true. But there's a lot in mine too. Mm-hmm. Anyway, moving on. So it just turned into this whole thing about like my choices about how I choose to have many children. I choose to cook for my family. I honestly, those women are working full time. They are looking for getting promotions, moving up in the company, which I think is great. Good for them. But I made the conscious decision to step aside from my career for a time and to raise my 3 youngins. Granted, I don't think I'm doing the best job but I'm doing a better job than I would me personally if I had been trying to do all that and work full time.
Yeah.
I don't think I am capable of doing both things.
But I think despite whether you're doing a good job or not, I mean, you're doing a great job, but I think it's your choice. And it is unfortunate that people have so many thoughts about it being your choice. And I think sometimes we, maybe moms, but I think women in general, in an effort to justify our own choices, mm-hmm. we belittle someone else's just so we feel better. Like, oh, I gotta think of something I do. I do not feed my kids organic food most of the time, mm-hmm. and I think, oh, I can't believe someone would do that. They just want to spend all that extra money on their kids' food, and I think it might be more of an insecurity on my part than that there really is anything wrong with feeding your kids, you know, those organic stupid bunny snacks. Or whatever.
Oh,
you know,
the
like the goldfish? Because I buy the goldfish crackers instead.
I buy the goldfish crackers, too.
Well, those Annie Ann's go bad.
Yeah.
And then you feed your kids bad crackers.
Well, I remember joining Mom's Club, and there was a mom that talked about how she made her own goldfish crackers. So she went beyond buying Annie's Ann. And I was so surprised. I thought, oh, I'm never going to fit in with these women because I don't go over the top with stuff like that. But the thing is that I left my lunch with what was supposed to be fun. It was supposed to be my day out with like people at work.
With grown-ups.
And I left walking away from that lunch feeling bad about myself, feeling...
And questioning your decision.
Questioning my decision. Should I have, like, I am, like, what's wrong with her? It's gonna take her 10 years to get back where she could be in her career.
Well, it is. It is, but, I mean, you would have missed other things in the process. Yeah.
So it's just such a bummer that I would, and then I sat there and I toiled over this for like several days. I literally sat around just thinking to myself, why do I feel so ashamed of what I've done? Why, why do I feel bad about the decisions I make? And I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have sat around feeling bad about myself. But I feel like other moms don't realize the statements they make can really affect others and the way that the choices they make. And it's so personal.
Or the way they perceive themselves. Because there are so many things that you can't change. Like, you can't change that you decided to stay home with your kids. It's too late. You can't go back and change the past. I keep thinking, when Grace goes to school, I'm going to do something real with my life. And it sounds like such a terrible thing, like, to say for the last 8 years I haven't done anything real with my life. But I think it's because there's so many people that are saying, like, oh, well, if you had done this,
yeah,
or I would do this differently. Like, I'm sure you would too. I'm sure if I had to make a decision now, I would have made my decision in a different way.
Yeah, and
than I did.
I think we all make those simple mistakes of, like, saying just, like, little flippant comments about, you know, like,
yeah,
I should be doing something real with my life, or I should be doing that. And then I guess just being more aware, trying to be more aware of what we're saying about ourselves, the decisions we're making, and about what we may or may not say about others. Because I try really hard not to pass judgment on others, even though the little comments I make sometimes probably do sound judgy. But I don't mean them. I honestly think I'm judging myself when I say those things than others. But I'm sure when I say some of those things, which are just thoughtless, other people are portraying them as judgy.
But I think it comes in other ways than just like, oh, Christy, why didn't you decide to stay at your job? I think it's in small things, because, like, I feel like the biggest thing that I run into is the breastfeeding versus formula. There's a huge debate. People have so many thoughts about that. And I know when I was in grad school, I was like, oh, I am 100% going to be one way. This is the only way. I can't believe that anyone would ever choose this other way. And then I had my first kid. I'm like, oh, that took about a week. I could see how someone would choose a different path. But there's so much judging on that. It's like, well, this is a really personal decision. Why do you get to have any say or think that you know anything about my family situation?
Well, and you know, the hospitals make... So I did not breastfeed. Ashley did. And so we're coming from both sides of the spectrum here.
And we're still friends.
Hey.
Even through it.
We can make it.
Even through
it. We can make it through this. So I remember at the hospital when I was explaining to them that I didn't want to breastfeed. So I tried with Tyler, but with the other two, I just gave it up from the get-go. And I remember with Mason, there was a couple nurses that did not handle it well. They thought I was, like, going to give my kid, I don't know, roach killer or something in the formula. And I kept saying, I'm sorry, I'm not going to breastfeed with these two. I'm just not. I'm not going to. And I didn't. And you know what? All three are just fine.
But I think there's so, like, with that especially, I think there's so much subtle judging. Because I know when I, like, had my cover and was struggling with the kids, it was like people are like, oh, what are you doing under there? It's like, you know what I'm doing. Or I'm sure that people thought that when you're, like, whipping out your formula bottle with your...
When I start shaking it up.
Or, you know, I'm sure people are like, oh, my heavens, Christy.
Oh, and I remember there were so many moms out there that were like, they would look at me and all of my stuff, because I had to have the bottle cleaner, the bottle dryer, everything. Like, there's a lot that goes with bottles. And then they'd be like, oh, I'm so glad I don't have to deal with any of that. And I'm like, well, I'm so glad that I can go to bed at night and my husband can take one night off.
You guys did have a good system. We did not have that same system.
Oh, mom judging. I just wish there was a solution. I don't think that there is. I just wish that we could all not do mom judging.
I think the part of the solution is, though, to tell someone. Like,
yes.
Like, it bothers me. Because I know I tell Brian, I'm like, well, it bothers me when someone says that. Like, it bothers me at baseball when someone says, why won't your child cooperate? And they're like, well, have you tried this? And I'm like, obviously I've tried that. Like, potty training is the best example.
Oh, wherever. Yeah.
I had a terrible potty training experience.
Which one?
With Zach.
Okay.
It was the worst potty training ever. And he was so awful. And everyone gave us all these tips. And they're like, oh, have you tried this? Have you read this book? I'm like, obviously I wouldn't be talking to you about this right now if that had worked. Because I read all the stuff. I've done all the books.
Yes.
It just, no.
It's hard.
It's hard. It's
and
hard.
And people have opinions. And people like to share their opinions.
They do.
Anyway. All of you mom judgers and mom shamers.
Yeah,
there.
That's all the people. Because
all
we
the
do
people.
It too. All
the
people. You're probably doing fine. I'll be doing fine.
It's rough. But I will do my part to try to mom shame less. That's my goal.
Are you going to mom shame yourself less?
Oh.
Oh, because I think I could not mom shame other people, but mom shame myself.
I know. I feel like guilt.
I'm really good at that.
Guilt and being a mom goes hand in hand. I don't know. Yeah. I could try. I can try to mom shame less.
Because I think, oh, all those problems, like, if I was just better, y'all would be better. You'd be better human beings.
What's nice about having three is that at any point in time, one of the three is generally being good.
Really? That happens for you?
Yeah. I mean, it's rare that all three of my kids are breaking down and freaking out at the same exact time. So usually one of the three is being somewhat decent. So maybe I can just say to myself, well, right now I'm doing okay with this one. The other two have gone off the deep end, but maybe this one.
I never have that experience. I thought you were going to say, the good thing about having three kids is that one of them always hates me. So someone is always shaming you.
Well, no. I feel like that's a given. One of your children are always going to be angry with you at some point.
So maybe the good thing about having three kids is that you get used to people being angry.
You do.
Like, I don't even care now.
I'm a little less sensitive about stuff, I'll have to say.
I don't even care.
No.
Now I say that's a major bummer.
It's true.
Oh.
All right. Do we have anything else to add?
I think we have a visitor.
Ooh.
Well, hello.
I want some milk.
And we need to stop and get some milk.
Oh, good luck. Good luck with the mom shaming.